give enough credit to our loving pets at home? I'm Elena Mendoza, student at 12 Corners Middle School in Brighton, New York. Today, I will be discussing pets and how much they help us recover from traumatic events, despite the fact that they cannot talk. A few weeks ago, I was reminded of one of the most traumatic experiences of my life when I came across a memoir that I wrote in sixth grade. My amateur words spoke to the deepest part of my heart, and I knew that I had to write about the topic again, but from a different and older perspective. Many years ago, my younger brother, Julian, was attacked by a dog, my best friend's dog at the time. I was already in the house, and my mom and brother were there to pick me up. My mom explained that there was a
big 90-pound mutt coming around the corner of the house to the front yard where we were standing to walk into the house. Suddenly, it was like something snapped, and he lunged at Julian.
I happened to get a scratch on my arm, and the dog bite where Hickson bit me.
Soon, Julian and my mom were rushed in the house, and I could see the gash in Julian's eyelid with dark red blood dripping down his face. I remember the anger and rage I felt deep within my heart, but in contrast, I felt a rush of gratitude. Julian could have died, and the thought of this caused me so many tears. My brother was always the one to make me laugh, but on that simple October day, he was the one to make me cry. So, how does the story relate to the topic of our loving pets at home? About a year after the incident, my family got a dog to help my brother recover from his trauma.
His name is Darwin.
We didn't know this at the time, but getting Darwin was the best thing that we could have done. Within the first day of having the small ball of white fluffy fur, my entire family fell in love, especially Julian. Something about having a connection as beautiful as this one with a speechless dog allowed everyone in my family to have a safe haven. And this safe haven was snuggling into Darwin's fur as he licked all of the troubles away. I believe any person with a loving pet could understand how much the simple creatures help us cope with any overwhelming challenge, and that there is nothing like hugging your pet as everything on the outside vanishes away. Thank you so much for tuning in on this small section, and thank you so much, Julian and Mom, for joining me today. Another thank you goes to SoundsBound.com and Audacity, with whom this podcast would be impossible to create. With this, there is nothing quite as special as having a best friend who seems to understand everything, even though they cannot talk, just like our loving pets at home.